Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Huge weekend of sport. Let's go to the AFL first off. So we're down to four now.
Yeah, we are, which is really exciting. We're set up for two unbelievable prelim finals, aren't we? Obviously, we've got Port Adelaide and Richmond on Friday night, and then the Brisbane Lions in Geelong on Saturday night. we'll start with the Magpies. A lot of people thought they might have played their grand final the week before, and that's exactly how it played out, really, wasn't it? They were just no match for Geelong, who were on, must be said, from the opening bounce, really, weren't they? So just goes to show that Geelong aren't done with yet. There's been a lot of talk about their finals record during the week, but they'd be pretty pumped with that win, and I reckon they'll give themselves a big chance to beat Brisbane on Saturday night. In the other semi, no real surprise, we've got Richmond did this in St Kilda either. The Tigers are never going to bow out in straight sets, you wouldn't think. So I think both results sort of went the way we expected.
Yep, indeed. All right, so looking forward to this weekend. So the TSL, now we have the grand final coming up, all Northern grand final this weekend.
Yeah, we do, which is exciting. It's been, I think, since 2014, since we've had an all Northern affair. So looking forward to it. Both teams comfortable wins in the end, North Launceston and Launceston over Clarence and Lauderdale respectively. So yeah, they'll go through and they're one win apiece this year, Darren. We saw Launceston beat North for the first time earlier in the season, for the first time since 2013. So it's been a long time between drinks, but then North got their revenge later in the season on a Wednesday night. So it's set up for a wonderful game. Both teams in ripping form, and no doubt we'll preview it a little harder on Friday.
Indeed, and well done to Bernie Dockers, who won the NWFL Grand Final on Saturday. Kim Miles will review all those games for us, the seniors, reserves and under-18s. He'll be on after 8 o'clock. All right, Daniel Ricciardo, third on the podium, Formula One in Germany. So that's his first podium, certainly this season. I reckon it's probably, I don't think he got on the podium last season, maybe once.
Yeah, it's been a long time between drinks, hasn't it? So good to see him doing that. I think Lewis Hamilton has equaled Schumacher's wins record as well after that race. So, yeah, lots of little subplots to that. But, yeah, good to see Ricciardo on the podium. As you say, Darren, it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, it's got a new car, new team next season. So I think, mind you, that's what we said last time when he went to Renault. Things might change, but he's a very good driver, and I just don't think he's had the right car. But anyway, let's move on to NPL. So the scenario is for the Devonport Strikers. So they had a 2-1 win over Clarence at Valley Road Saturday. So if they draw, and I think they're playing Launceston City this Saturday, I'll just double-check that. Yeah, Devonport v Launceston City at Valley Road on Saturday. If they draw that game, they win. Done and dusted.
Yeah, it would be. That's exactly right. And they've got Knights in the final round on the road, so they wouldn't want it to come down to that game. So, yeah, that's it. You'd think they'd win that game this weekend, though, against Launceston City. They had a really good year. They were made to work for it again on the weekend, the victory. But, it's set up for them now. They sit 6 points clear on top, so as you say, Darren, a draw's all they need to get it done.
Yeah, Miles Barnard came off the bench and scored two goals and then took his shirt off. Well done, Barney. Well done to the Devonport Strikers, who won the Northern Championships. They wrapped up that title on the weekend as well. Wallabies. Now, did you see this game yesterday? I watched it. It was one of the best games of rugby I've seen for a long time, and a really good draw for the Wallabies.
Yeah, look, you're more qualified to speak about this than me. I didn't see a second of it. I saw my Twitter feed blow up saying Australia was right in the mix, which was good to see. But, given you've watched it, Darren, you're far more across it than I am.
Yeah, well, it was terrific performance by the Wallabies. New coach and new-look team, and they were more than competitive against New Zealand. So I rate their chances in Game 2 coming up this weekend. Now, Sheffield Shield. So Queensland, they've got about an 80-run lead first innings?
Yeah, about 80-odd runs, 81 in fact, with four wickets in hand still in their first innings. So 6 for 331 at stumps. Tassie made 250 in their first innings. So you'd have to say Queensland well and truly on top at the moment, led by the great Marnus Labuschagne, too, 167 he got yesterday, eventually bowled out by Bo Webster, who's been doing a bit of medium pace as well. We used to be mowing the spin bowling, but he's gone with the medium pace as well. We saw him do that in the nets over the winter months, so good to see what they did with his game. As far as wickets go, Siddle's got one, Ellis two, Meredith and Webster both one apiece as well. And if we wind back the clock to Saturday when Tasmania batted, it was Ben McDermott that led all comers with 74, Webster had 54, even Sids came in with 33 at the tail. So but I'd like to whip through those final four wickets pretty quickly this morning, I reckon, the Tigers, and get back in there with the bat.
Indeed, I reckon they've got to get in and bat again before lunch or shortly after to have any chance of that. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 6.
Better mention the French Open, Darren.
Yes. Gee, there's been a lot of sport on the weekend. Yeah, so Nadal, he's equal Federer now.
Yeah, he has 20 Grand Slams each. Djokovic is on 17, so those two are ahead. You just wonder. It's always been about Federer and Djokovic to me, but Nadal's just flying under the radar. Not flying under the radar, it's a bit disrespectful to say, but to get to 20 is unbelievable. 13 of those from the French Open, which is just an extraordinary stat. So well done to him. I have to say well done to Iga Swiatek, 19 years old, and won the Women's Grand Slam as well on the weekend. The youngest Grand Slam winner since 1992 at the French Open, and the first time a player from Poland's won a Grand Slam, so she's done really well.
Awesome. Great job. Okay, now we're done, and we'll catch you. What about the Devonport Bulls rugby? I'll give them a plug while we're at it. So we had the prelim on the weekend in Tasmanian rugby. So Taruna won that. They beat Glenorchy. So it'll be Devonport versus Taruna in the grand final down there at Rugby Park on Saturday. We'll talk more about that on Friday.
Sounds good to me.
Now we're done. All right. See you, mate. Brent Costello from WinTV.